Welcome to Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into Warren Adler's gripping political thriller, The Henderson Equation.
A classic.
Right. And this deep dive, well, it isn't just a summary, especially for readers who've already journeyed through it or maybe are just about to.
Yeah, we're really exploring the themes, the stuff that still feels so relevant today.
Exactly. The profound themes that make it resonate. Okay, so let's unpack this. Adler throws us right in, doesn't he, with Nick Gold, executive editor at the Washington Chronicle.
He does, and immediately, that ethical crucible.
Through his reporter, Harold Gunderstein, very methodical guy.
And he brings Gold these, well, explosive allegations about Senator Burton Henderson, a liberal senator.
The allegation being he orchestrated the 1963 assassination of South Vietnamese President Diem.
On direct orders from the Kennedy administration, no less.
Wow. So Adler isn't just setting up a plot point. It's like, bam, here's the ultimate test of journalistic integrity right from the start.
Absolutely. And what's fascinating is how Adler layers the pressure. You know, mm-hmm. It's not just the story itself.
How so?
Well, the investigation, it starts looking really credible. You've got sources like Robert Phelps, a former Vietnam correspondent.
Right, and Phelps reveals the story was actually killed years before, suppressed.
Exactly, which just adds this whole other layer of significance. And then the tragedy with Professor Ryan.
Oh, yeah, the suicide after being questioned. It's unsettling.
Deeply. It really underscores the danger of the truth Nick is chasing, the real-world cost.
And while all this is happening professionally, his personal life just implodes.
Adler is masterful there,
yeah.
Showing how these powerful interests, they don't just operate in the open, they get inside.
His affair with Jenny Lynn, the young reporter,
yeah.
Turns out she's an informant for Myra Pell.
Yeah, compromised. And even his ex-wife, Margaret, a longtime conspirator with Myra Pell.
Myra Pell, the owner of the Chronicle,
yeah.
The one pulling the strings.
Who has, you know, both personal and political reasons to back Henderson's run for president.
So the pressure on Nick from her must be immense. Kill the story.
Intense. Adler's showing how power doesn't just corrupt individuals. It kind of systemically isolates anyone trying to maintain integrity. It dismantles it.
And the kicker, Henderson doesn't even deny it when confronted.
No.
Yeah.
He confesses, justifies it as, like, patriotic duty.
And chillingly reveals Myra Pell knows everything. And she supports him anyway.
The owner of the paper. Fully complicit.
So that raises a huge question for readers, doesn't it? If the media owners and the political players are intertwined like this.
What happens to the truth? Where does it even figure?
Adler saw this coming, didn't he? It feels incredibly prescient.
Oh, absolutely. The Henderson Equation, it's more than just a thriller. It's a cautionary tale. A profound one.
About how easily the press, you know, the watchdog.
Can become the predator, democracy's predator.
He really foresaw the danger of concentrated media power. One owner shaping the national narrative.
And the erosion of journalistic independence when political and financial pressures mount. It's stark.
How these institutions meant for truth-telling can become tools for manipulation instead.
And that climactic scene, the Imperial box at the football game?
Oh, yeah. Powerful metaphor.
It really encapsulates his warning, right? Media moguls, politicians, power brokers.
Mm.
All together. Like modern royalty.
Suggesting the Fourth Estate has almost merged with the establishment it's supposed to be checking.
Which is a critique that still feels incredibly relevant to our own media landscape today, you know?
Definitely. So what does this mean for us, for readers today? Because Nick, despite everything, the pressure, the personal cost.
He publishes.
He publishes the story. It's this small act of redemption, maybe?
The defiant act, yeah. But Adler, he doesn't really let you off the hook easily.
No, he leaves you wondering, what's the real price of integrity? Especially in a system that seems to reward silence or even complicity.
It's a bold, uncomfortable truth he delivers. That these institutions, however noble, are only as strong as the people inside. Their commitment.
So, for readers, the book leaves us wrestling with this. Nick chooses truth, but at what cost? What is Adler saying about journalistic integrity?
And how does that reflect the pressures we see today? When powerful interests, well, they push hard to suppress inconvenient truths.
It's a question that lingers long after you finish the book. Until next time, stay skeptical, stay principled, and keep diving deeper into the stories that shape our world.